It's Mario Courtney Lopez joining us in studio from The Real Housewives in New Jersey. Siggy, not to be confused with Soggy Flicker, and Dolores Cadenilla. Welcome, ladies. Great names. Both are fantastic names.
Thank it's you. Never been said so well.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you're a constant presence at Casa Lopez because my wife is a big fan.
Yes.
That's awesome. What do you think of us? You like
I
us?
Love you guys.
Thank
it's
you.
One of my favorites.
Thank you very much. Because it's real. No, listen, Jersey's real. You know, a lot of times the other ones, they'll like talk, hey, we're going to get in a fight. And then everybody gets into character in Jersey.
Yeah, like,
No, there's like, one coming up soon that I'm not, I probably won't watch.
I don't feel it. You're not feeling that one? Well, let's talk about this one. This is your second full season as main cast members.
Yes.
Were you more comfortable with the cameras this time around? How'd you feel?
I think we were comfortable with the cameras
first season. We were comfortable, but yeah, we just kind of like...
It's different. Last season was when you're friends with people and they're fighting, any good-natured person is going to want to bring people together. Mm-hmm. So the storyline was Teresa was fighting with Jacqueline. That's a 16-year friendship, and Jacqueline with Melissa 6 years. And we wanted we were the peacemakers. This season, crap.
We were the ones getting
attacked.
Darts at. So real friends try to diffuse the situation, which is what we did last year. It kind of made us look like quiet, and Siggy was crying, and
I was soggy.
They really didn't see me talk much, although I spoke a lot, but you don't see everything.
Yeah.
So that was hard, and people were like, oh, what'd they call me? Dolores
and boring Siggy. I've been called loud.
Boring is not you, Siggy.
No, but
I'm just saying this season.
This year is really us. And last year was really us, but we were trying to keep things calm.
And this year I bring on a new girl. And right off the gate, I'm like, everybody, welcome. I don't even really know
her
that well.
A new girl who wears pigtails.
Pigtails. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God.
Is there an age limit for that?
Yeah, there is an age limit. It's called 3 or 6. I bring her on and I'm like, and I'm going to my second home, Boca, where my babies were born.
Right.
I fill up the restaurant with 150 people that I know because it's a Monday night.
Right.
I walk in going, oh my God, Wendy, Mario.
Everyone's always so happy to see her.
No, but I'm just saying. This is Margaret. She beats to her own drum. Oh, she's talking about pot puss. But she tells me to take it down a notch.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was something else.
Yeah. I have to agree with you with the cake throwing. I thought that was a little.
Most people go great.
No, but but thank you for that. But what you didn't see is right before the cake throwing, if you were out to dinner and somebody who never knew your husband took a jab at your husband and it's somebody that you introduced to the group, I'm Israeli. I was born during the 6 Day War in a bomb shelter. You come after Sophie Joshua, Tyler Olivia, or Michael Campanella, I shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, guys, Michael wants me to slow down a little bit because I'm doing 2 events a week.
Right.
And
like
my husband happens
to... He wasn't wrong.
My husband happens to like the sound of my voice, which is... I can't
he
find
loves
it.
Her so much.
I like the fire here. I like the fire. I have strong opinionated women
it's
right
passion.
Here.
It's passion.
So this is the one with Teresa, right?
Yes.
Judice.
Yes. You
how
know.
Do you say it?
Judice.
Judice. Judice. At one point, you called it Judice, right?
Listen, I'm going to go back. I know her since we're 16.
Oh, so you did happen to know her.
I know everyone.
Sometimes you're not friends.
You know, because sometimes they go back, they have flashbacks, and you might have been at a party 6 seasons ago,
I was
right?
The original girl on the show, single girl on the show. I got out of it. I wasn't sure where it was going. Reality TV just started.
Yeah. Right.
And my parents, my dad's a cop, my mom's, you know, they're like, what do they want from you, Italian? What do they want from you? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, once they started editing it and producing it, and I got a call from my friend saying, what'd you say about my husband? What'd you say about me? And that's not me.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. So I called production. I said, I'm out. So they had to scramble around and find somebody. They picked up a rock. They found Danielle Staub.
Who's back?
I heard
she's back now. Yeah.
So I would constantly, my friends would be like, she doesn't fit with us. It's unorganic.
Yeah.
Because we were a group of friends that went out every Thursday, and we made believe we were Sex in the City because that was the time. It was the era.
Yeah.
You put on your Jimmy Choo's. You went to Pasties. You went to the Meatpacking. Yeah. Me, Teresa, Dina, Caroline, Jacqueline. I mean.
Oh, you all were really friends. Okay. That's
cool.
Because, you don't know what those kind of shows. Yeah. Like, they kind of. Okay.
Yeah. All friends.
So she's back. Are you cool with her?
No.
You're not cool with
her. No, but I gave Danielle.
Great story.
She was not a part of the friend group.
She wasn't part of
the
friend
group. She was just getting her hair done at the salon.
Oh, got it.
And that we all went to, and production went there and said, we need a new girl.
What was it called? Because I was just watching the salon.
Oh.
I just was watching an old episode. She showed up with Dina and.
Yes.
Yes. That one, yeah.
Dina, that was the sister of
Caroline.
Caroline. Yeah. I remember that.
I grew up with, I was in Dina's
wedding. Because he secretly watches the show. He's acting like.
She's not on it anymore, Dina.
No. Dina's no longer on it. Caroline's not on it.
Caroline's not on it anymore. No. Manzo.
Yeah, there you go. See?
See, I remember.
You know, it's that kind
of. Yeah, so she okay.
I mean, you're like giving yourself away over it.
No, I like this. I like the Jersey one. I like that. I like the fire. The
you
Italian
like
the,
yeah.
girls.
It's
I like
entertaining.
That.
It
I like
is,
that. But. Okay, so they're not. But Teresa is. Her husband's doing time.
Yes,
I knew that.
He's
she
away.
Did time.
He's away.
He's away. Yeah. He's away. Okay, time. I'm all caught up. I'm all caught up. Is everybody married on the show or single? Or?
I'm single.
You're single.
Wait, you're single, but I don't think you know this because you haven't caught up with me.
What happened? You're single. What happened?
Do you want me to tell you? You could tell.
Dolores' ex-husband, who they have a great relationship with. I mean,
18 years, I'm divorced.
Okay. But you're like best friends.
Best friends.
When did you get married? When you were like 9?
No. Like, I was like, I met him when I was like 18.
Okay.
And I got married when I was 24. And then we broke up. We got divorced when I was like 28. And, you know, so I was actually pregnant for my son when this happened.
Oh, wow.
And I had a 3-year-old. So that's a really hard thing to get through. And for a woman to forgive.
Sure.
You know, and I did for the sake of the kids. And it got easier as the years went on and we became closer and closer. I always say our divorce saved our marriage. Ah, and
it's a great line.
He's called me about 3 times today. He can't do anything without me. And he was having trouble with his girlfriend. Now, it's not the girl that was in the picture years ago, because that could never be. That had to go.
Right.
But this one, he's been with 11 years. They're kind of like not getting along. He said, can I come back? And I just want to, you know, can I have a place to stay for a little while until we figure things out or I find another place? And I said, sure.
Oh, so is there a possible reconciliation?
No, because like there, I feel like we never got divorced.
No, I set up Dolores with somebody and he is great.
You're
he's best
now?
Friends with Dolores' ex-husband. Everything's worked out great.
Like when I go, Mario, when I go.
Don't mess up your Cupid right now.
When I go out to dinner with my boyfriend, he sends food home for my husband, my ex-husband.
He's that's like great.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, well that's cool.
And it's funny because the kids are gone now. My kids are in college. So he comes, you know, I'm like, he's like, I'm kind of homesick. I'm like, 18 years, the kids are gone. Now you want to come back, but it's okay. It's all good.
So how many kids you got?
2.
So you got 2 and they're in college. How many children do you have?
I have 2 stepchildren, 2 children, 4 altogether.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, good.
They have a hard time with this. Isn't easy on a family.
Well, I was just about to ask that next. How do friends and family feel about you know being on TV now and everything?
You know what? It's a great platform. I've been on TV for the last 7 years. I think that Housewives, just being part of the Bravo network, was a blessing. Came onto it, and your only job is that everybody has things that they want to promote. I have a fabulous book. It's sold out of the shelves. Write Your Own Fairy Tale teaches women not to spread their legs. A man should love a woman a little bit more.
I like that.
A man's rejection is God's protection.
Get that from
you know what?
Daughter.
I got my message out there and it worked. Mm-hmm. It just worked. It's a tough show to do because it is.
Not everybody comes on with that intention.
Right. Yeah.
So when somebody else comes on for different reasons, as you'll see.
Right.
I think the biggest mistake somebody comes on doing is acting corny and snarky and trying to be funny and be something that they're not
right off the bat
mm-hmm. And you're like ew, because we weren't like that last year. We were concerned friends that were truly upset watching this fall apart and all the fights.
We're in Boca. I'm trying to plan a beautiful weekend. I had my girlfriend Lori get a tennis instructor, swim instructor, and I have the new girl who I introduced to everybody saying, you know, if Siggy talks about, she cries, that soggy flip, like, you're insulting me, and I brought you in.
Right.
It's like.
I saw it happening. Like, she didn't see
it. I was shocked. I was blindsided.
She didn't see it coming, but I was watching from.
I was blindsided.
From afar. I saw this coming, because I saw the attitude change in the girls after she would be done talking to them.
Yeah.
Or if we weren't with them for a half hour, they'd all come back, and like, the feeling was off, and I'm like, I know exactly what's going on here. Yeah. And then when she waited for the first attack, when Siggy showed some vulnerability and said, my husband wants me to stay home. And all of a sudden it was like, he's control. He's this. I don't see him.
She never met him.
And just then everybody else kind of fell into it. And I was like, wow, this isn't going to go well.
But the cake, because you brought up the cake.
Yeah.
That was the least that hurt me. What hurt me the most is we actually knew Teresa's mom. We went to church and prayed for her mom.
16 years old. I used to go
for her to go to my beach club that I invited her to make a beautiful wreath. To have a memorial, not pick up the phone and say, hey, Siggy, you know what? Last night was out of control. I personally throw cakes in restaurants. But let's try okay, to bring everybody together.
You called us a lot of names, but you were drunk.
My friends are saying, so Siggy, drunk. She's at the beach club with your friends. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? Dolores and I are sitting
We're sitting
there.
In our rooms waiting for the call. We're like, wow, people must be really tired today. But like, Danielle, we think everybody's upstairs.
Danielle did send out a text. Do you want to do yoga?
I didn't get that text.
Well, to me, I don't want to do yoga. I was looking to talk to Teresa and Melissa because they're my friends, and I was upset about.
So, let me ask you this: as far as like, do they tell you? Is there like a story arc? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Does it change?
It changes. It changes as you move along.
It's like improv almost.
Got it.
Like there's a subject at hand. Siggy starts a subject about her husband.
And you see where it goes.
Yes. And then you see where
and
it goes.
And you see where it takes you.
But sometimes it goes in a good place and sometimes it goes in a very bad
place. But I've learned one thing from reality TV. So anybody who's listening to this, the more you give, the more you get screwed in the end.
Yeah.
When you show that you are an emotional person and you actually care, then it's like, oh, she's crazy. Well, honey, you don't get hired on the show for being normal.
Listen, unfortunately, that's...
I mean, when Bravo...
but we're normal.
No.
I think it's just... I was like...
You're coming across normal.
Well, wait, I want to know right now where you stand with Melissa, Teresa, and Mark. Are they in cahoots, the three of them? Have they, like...
Teresa,
together.
Me and Dolores are very well. Good.
You're fine.
We're good.
Margaret, right after I blocked and deleted. I don't know what she does.
I would have after I saw the picture.
And it's like, do you want to make up? There's no making up.
Yeah.
I don't know you. I don't have history with you. Teresa and Melissa, I was so upset by that. I wanted to make up with them. But with her, I don't know her from all. She's lucky if I'll say hi to her at Stop and Shop. Once take the L out of lover, it's over. For me, I'm Israeli. I am very, once it's done.
We were in Italy. Oh, I was dragging her down the street. I'm like, calm down. She saw black. Like, so much stuff happened. Yeah, you're not going to believe. Like,
well, now I want to watch this episode. You got me all fired up.
She's very passionate. She can love as much as she can hate.
I like it.
But
I like
it. But it's taken out of context. Like, when I walked in, I said, I'm the most talented person in the world.
When it comes to building people up,
you don't hear that part. So now I have people thinking, you think, I said, no, I don't think I'm the most talented person in the world. Hello. Like, you have to take the good with the bad when you do a show like this.
Listen, you know what you sign up for, you know what's expected of you. But I feel like when I sign that, I'm not going to be a phony. I'm not going to try to show I have more than I do.
Nope.
It's not fair to people watching.
That's a great attitude. Well, it seems like you got a handle on it. Yep. You got the right approach, attitude.
That's
why I'm
glad 8 years later I'm doing it.
Sure.
And, you know, my kids are older.
Yeah,
they're not home. It takes a lot out of you. You're not home a lot.
Right.
And so that helps a lot.
Good
you know,
for you.
We'll see.
Well, ladies, I want to put you on the spot before we let you go. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Okay.
We'll go back and forth here. Go to karaoke song.
Oh, so easy.
I will survive. I'm sorry. I know.
You got to show me love.
Oh,
words are so easy to say. My love. You got my son told me.
She's dabbing. She's
dabbing right now. It's a great song, too. Yes.
Anytime we're out, we were at Pump last night. We have to play it. She was
she's got to play. So they don't do ever crossover episodes with other Housewives, right? Like you don't kick it in Atlanta, or something.
I want to do that so bad.
You know how they do that in Law and Order?
Atlanta and
like
Jersey,
Law and Order SVU will go over to like
Atlanta,
Law and Order
Jersey,
criminal intent.
Never should never cross paths.
I remember Brandy did something, but it didn't seem organic. It didn't seem. It was some weird crossover.
You know what I mean? Like
we're actually friends with Housewives of Dallas. We love.
I love that one.
And Carrie, Steph and Carrie.
I just caught up last night.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So nice.
What's the last show you binge watched?
Oh well, Ray Donovan.
Okay.
House of Cards.
Ooh, I'm on that right now. Least favorite New Jersey stereotype?
Salsa gravy?
Salt to myself. I don't know. I can't even say. Yeah.
What do you
I love
call
old Jersey.
I'm married to an Italian man.
Yeah,
he calls it gravy, and some people are like, oh my God, it's sauce. Who gives a crap? As long as I pasta arrabbiata, I don't give a damn.
She says it with like a guttural thing because she speaks Hebrew.
Yiddish.
Nickname growing up.
Oh, my mother wouldn't let anyone cut my name short. Dolores had to be Dolores.
Okay.
I was called Soggy, Squiggy, Siggy the Sea Monster, Miss Piggy, Cigarette, and Siggy Plays Guitar.
But then when I got a little older,
I was bullied.
You were like Jay-Z. You had all these.
No, but that's why when this girl's like, you're a soggy flicker, she hit a chord in me. Oh. I swear. I'm like, I want to yank on those pigtails. On with Mario Lopez. Woo.